Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is well. I am Deesh Dixon, and me and Lori Woodruff, we do this prayer call Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want to welcome you to the call, whether you are new or you happen to be one of our faithful listeners. I just want to say thank you for being on the line. Thank you for listening to the replay. Thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. We do this for you all. This is just something that, you know, came to us, something that we're supposed to do for you all, to essentially give you inspiration. It's a prayer line, but it's more really about encouragement and inspiration and just giving you all something positive to get your day going right. So we've been doing this for several months now, and we're happy to do this. We're happy to serve, and we will continue to do that for you all as long as God continues to tell us. We are very happy and very grateful and thankful to be in this space and to do this for you all. You know, we're human just like you, and we're learning and growing on our journeys, you know. So We're very grateful and thankful. And so I want to welcome you to the call and say thank you, whether you are new to the line or whether you happen to be one of our faithful listeners. I just want to acknowledge you and say thank you. I would ask that you all share this, you know, because you never know who needs encouragement. You never know, you know, who needs some positive words, who needs this type of message or this type of inspiration, how it could maybe really turn someone's day completely for the better, you know, turn it upside down for the better, you know, because a lot of people are going through different things, and sometimes they mask it and you don't know. And sometimes it could be someone close to you and you don't know. And so something like this, a prayer line, inspirational words, you know, something uplifting, you know, could really, really make the difference in someone's life. So Lori and I, we both post the replays on our Facebook pages, right on our timeline, and we share it in our stories. So definitely connect with us. If you're not, it's Deesh Dixon, DeeshDixon, and Lori Woodruff, LoriWoodruff. Okay. And I also post the replays on my podcast as well. The podcast is on iTunes and Spotify and some other platforms, but the podcast is called Queens Don't Settle. My podcast is called Queens Don't Settle, okay? But what we typically do, Lori and I, we don't have any scripts that we use. You know, whatever message comes to us to give to you is what we give to you. I typically have told those that have been following us and have been with us, you know, for quite some time, you know, my messages usually come in the shower, you know, or something about water, that it just like opens everything up. And so, you know, I just ask God, what is it that they need? More recently, I've been just asking God, you know, let me pray for them. But if there's something, of course, a very specific message that you want me to give to them, God, then of course, let me know. And yeah, last night it came through. Like I of course asked, and like it came immediately, but I had to fit. I was like, okay, wait, do you want me to say this, God, or you want me to say that? And then, you know, I figured it out. So I always like to remind you all to be in gratitude. I always like to just remind you all that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, okay, there should be some type of gratitude practice or something that you do, okay, to acknowledge your source. Okay, you may call it something different. I'm gonna say God, okay, but you may call it something different. But that it's important that you acknowledge God for waking you up to see another day, because there are a lot of people who didn't make it through the night, and it's very much so a blessing to be here, very much so. You know, we don't want to take that for granted. So I always just say thank you, thank you, thank you. As soon as my eyes open, That's immediately what I say, you know, just an acknowledgement. Okay. But you figure out what works for you and you do what works for you. But, you know, she and I, Lori and I both certainly believe in gratitude and that you should have some type of practice. And even if it's just something as simple as saying, thank you, God, for waking me up to see another day, then that's good. That's good. But just some type of acknowledgement, because it really is a blessing for you to be here. Okay. And we want to acknowledge that. Okay. So the message specifically for today has to do with expecting results. And what came to me is something that I heard like a couple years ago, I don't know if several years ago now, but at least a couple of years ago, from E.T., the hip hop preacher. Some of you may know who he is. His name is Eric Thomas, Dr. Eric Thomas, but he's also known as E.T., the hip hop preacher. And I printed the quote out, you know, a couple years back when I first heard about it. I printed it out at work. So it's interesting that it's coming back around when I asked God, you know, what's the message that they need? I said, you know, who's going to be listening, you know, who's going to listen to the replay, you know, what is it that they need? And that came up. And so, excuse me. And so the message, okay, what he basically said is, don't be surprised at the results that you didn't get from the work that you didn't do. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Okay, and I'm just paraphrasing here. Okay, don't be surprised at the results that you didn't get from the work that you didn't do. Okay, so some of you are expecting results when you're not putting in the work. You're expecting blessings, you're expecting miracles, you know, you're expecting God to just do, you know, these wonderful things in your life, but yet you're not putting in the work, you're not showing up for yourself. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You know, of course you absolutely know I believe in people's dreams and people's goals and people going, you know, just doing it big, okay? Blowing your own mind, right? I absolutely believe in that. If you've been listening, what God gives me, I'm all for living your best life and really just doing it big, right? Not shrinking, none of that. But for us to get there, okay, we do have to put in the work. Like, we have to show up for ourselves. You can't expect something different if you're not doing anything different. You can't expect something different if you're not willing to do anything different. Okay? To expect results when you haven't put in any effort, that's unreasonable. That's unreasonable. I think that's the best word to say. It's unreasonable. And I even say that from a standpoint, because God gave this to me too, and I put it on my sticky. If you think of it from a relationship standpoint, I was having a conversation with someone recently, and this person was talking about how they haven't like committed to the process, like how they've kind of been on and off as far as like dating per se. And I was just like, okay, well, you haven't been committing. Like, you just said it yourself. Like, you've been wishy-washy. Like, that's, if you're wishy-washy, then you can't really expect for you to have these great results because you haven't been committing. Like, you haven't, you know? So, I mean, why would you expect something different, you know? And the person was like, you know, yeah, that's right. You know, you're right. It's very true. I haven't. And so it's the same thing. Like, we get out what we put in. We get out what we put in. So if you're wishy-washy and you're lazy and you're procrastinating, that's not going to get you the results that you're looking for. And if you're not committing and you're not showing up for yourself, then it's very unreasonable for you to expect, you know, all these like amazing things to happen in your life. You deserve them. You absolutely deserve them. Make no mistake. That's not what I'm saying. You deserve the best that life has to offer. You deserve those blessings. You deserve the miracles that God has, the vision that God has for you, all of the blessings that He has for you, the money, the wealth, the family, the marriage, love. I mean, everything. You deserve that. Make no mistake. However, we do have to take action. We do have to be consistent. We have to show up. We have to show up. We have to show up for ourselves. You know, wishy-washy. I mean, think about it. If that's what you're putting out, that's what you're going to get back. You're wishy-washy. You're, I don't know. I mean, well, then that's what you're going to get back. You know, either you're going to say yes to yourself or you're not. You're going to say yes to yourself or you're not. You're going to make a decision to follow through or you're not. You're going to make a decision to commit or you're not. You're going to make a decision that, you know what, I do want different results. And so I'm willing to do something different. You have to make that decision. You have to make that conscious decision. Because if you just keep doing the same things over and over, you're going to keep getting the same results. And if you're not putting in the work, then you can't really be surprised that you're not getting the results that you want. You know, I mean, the relationship scenario, I mean, apply that to life in general. I mean, it's of course not relationships only. That's just life for your life goals in general. You know, I mean, yes. And as far as the dating world, yes, you get out what you put in. If you're wanting a marriage or a relationship, you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to go out. You're going to have to talk to people and meet people. Like, you can't stay in the house. Okay, it's funny because there's a relationship expert that, you know, I follow, and he is always posting about specifically to women, but of course he helps men as well, but he's always posting as a joke, like, ladies, he can't find you in the house, you know, he can't find you in the house. And it's so true, but for men too. Like, if we're talking about relationships for a second here, yes, you've got to put yourself out there. Like, some of us just like expect your life partner to just fall into your lap at home. Like, it just doesn't work like that. Some of you are trying to like skip the process. Like, it just doesn't work like that. I mean, even if you're just trusting God and trying to, you know, follow God, which is wonderful, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean stay in your house all the time. Okay? Yes, you can follow God and listen to the voice of God and how God is directing you, but you're going to have to put yourself in a position to be found. And male or female, your king or your queen can't find you if you're home all the time. Right? You want results. You want to be in a relationship where you want love. You want to be married, for example, right? You want the results. You want him or her to show up, but you're not doing the work that's necessary for him or her to show up or to find you, for you to find her, or, you know, for him to find you as the woman. And so it's the same thing as far as our life goals in general. Like, we want change. We want something different. You know, we want to accomplish our goals that we have on our vision board. Okay. But you're not doing the work that in between, you know, you write the goal down or you put it on your vision board. Okay. And then there's that space of action, like that There's something that you have to do to get there. There's something that you have to do to get you closer to accomplishing it, to get you closer to it, to draw it to you. There's action that has to be taken. There's action that has to be taken. And again, you're so worthy and deserving of it. So that's not a question. That's not a question. But we have to be realistic. We have to be reasonable in expectation from a standpoint of asking yourself, really, are you doing the work? You know, are you doing the work? Are you wishy-washy? You know, are you committing? Are you really showing up for yourself? Like, you've got to ask yourself that. You've got to be very honest with yourself, because for any of us to expect these grand results when we're not taking any type of grand measures, we're not taking any type of action, you know, towards these things, like, that's not reasonable for us to have an expectation, you know, because we're not doing the work. You're not putting in the work. It's not reasonable for you to expect results when you didn't put the work in. Like, don't be surprised at the results that you're not getting from the work that you're not doing, you know? And it's just the truth, you know? Love is also truth. Love is also truth. You know, everything that I certainly do, it comes from a place of love. It's very pure. The intention is very pure and very honest and very authentic. And love is truth. Love is truth, you know, and we all deserve the best that life has to offer. We all deserve the vision and everything that God has for us. Like, it's already done. I mean, it's really already done, you know, but we can't be lazy and procrastinate and wishy-washy, you know, and then expect results from what? Expect results from what? There's nothing that you did to get the results. So how can you expect results? You know, so we just have to be honest with ourselves and really just, you know, do the inner work and do that self-reflection to really assess, okay, where am I? You know, where am I? What actions can I take, or what am I doing? What's working? What's not working? You know, what do I really want? You know, what do I really want? Even the clarity in that, right? But we've got to be honest with ourselves. Like, expecting results is what came up as the message to give you all, you know? And yeah, we're just like you. Lori and I, we're just like you. We're human and we're learning and growing on this journey just like you. And so I am constantly, you know, course correcting and making adjustments as I need to, because I'm intentional about alignment and purpose, and that comes up in the prayer usually for you all when I start praying. So absolutely, just expecting results. Absolutely, you should expect blessings. You should expect miracles. You should expect the manifestation of your heart's desires. You should expect that God is going to bless you. Absolutely, absolutely. But we cannot forget that, you know, yes, we have to have faith, but we cannot forget that there's also the action part in there, right? The first three letters of the word action are ACT, act. We have to act, right? So yes, expect blessings, expect miracles, believe big, believe bigger, think big. Absolutely. You know, I'm all for that. I am all for that. But we also want to be realistic and reasonable. Okay. We want to be honest with ourselves about whether or not we're really taking the action or any action. If we're, you know, doing anything different, if we're showing up for ourselves, if we're truly committing, are we really truly committing? Okay, are we saying yes to ourselves? You know, because that will show up. I mean, that's what shows up in your life. I mean, it'll be pretty evident, right? Over time, it'll be pretty evident whether or not you are doing the work or you did the work. It's just that simple. So don't be surprised at the results that you didn't get from the work that you didn't do, okay? Expect the best, absolutely expect the best, believe in the best, expect bigger, you know, but make sure that we're also taking the action and following through and committing, you know, on our goals, on our dreams, on our heart's desires. You know, make sure that you're showing up for yourself and committing so you can actually get the results that you, of course, rightfully deserve, but that you get the results, period. You get those results, okay? Because you're worthy and deserving of it, okay? Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another beautiful day, God, that we are here on earth at this time. I thank you for everyone on this call and listening to this replay. You know their heart's desires, God. You know what they want. You know what they're trying to achieve, God. You know the results that they're looking for, God. And so I pray that you help them to achieve those results, God. I pray that you help them to get closer to those goals, to the manifestations of their heart's desires, God, because they are worthy. They are worthy and deserving of them. They deserve all of the blessings that you have for them, God. We deserve all of the blessings that you have for us, God. However, we do have to show up. And so I pray that you help us all, God. Help us to show up for ourselves. Help us to follow through, God. Help us to commit whatever may be in our lives. Whatever may be in our lives that may be holding us back, God, I pray that you remove that from our lives, God. Anyone that may be a burden, God, anyone that may be toxic, anyone that may be negative, God, anyone that may be helping, unfortunately, to hold us back from being our true, authentic selves, God, I pray that you just remove them, God. Let them fade to black. Let them fade to black, God, because it's important for us to be around the right people, God, people that will encourage us and uplift us. They will uplift us. They want the best for us, God. We deserve to have people in our lives that have our best interests at heart and want us to succeed and to move forward in our lives. And so I speak those people into our lives, God. I speak more of those people into our lives to help us accomplish those goals and accomplish those dreams that you have given us, God. Those God-inspired dreams and goals. Yes, God. I thank you for those people. We thank you for more of the right people coming into our lives to help elevate us and take us to higher heights and new levels, God. And so I absolutely pray that you remove anyone or anything that may be impeding our growth, God. Anything or anyone that is impeding and trying to take us off track and trying to distract us, God. Anyone or anything that's a distraction, I pray that you just remove it, God, and that you open up that pathway so the path that you want us to take is clear, God. I pray that you help us with our purpose, that you make our purpose clear, God, that you make the path that you want us to be on clear, God, that you make it very clear so we recognize and know this is what you want us to do, God. And so I pray that you give us that clarity, God, so there's no question about it. There's no question about what you want us to do, where you want us to be, what path we should be on, what we should be doing, God, so we can take the right action. We can take the God-inspired action. And we thank you for that, God. We absolutely thank you, God. I pray for our health, God, everyone's health, because health is wealth. I pray for everyone's health, God, that everyone is in good health, God. That is so important. So I pray for their physical bodies to heal. I pray for the healing of our physical bodies in every way, God, from the top of our heads, the crown of our heads, to the soles of our feet, God. I pray for our physical healing, any physical ailments, any injuries, anything that needs to be healed in our physical bodies, God. I pray that you just heal it, God, that it just be healed fully, 100% back to normal, 100% God. because health is wealth, and we all deserve good health. We deserve great health. And so I pray and speak good health into our lives, God. I pray for wealth. Wealth is more than just money. Health is wealth. Wealth is more than just money. And so I pray for wealth into our lives, God. Freedom, financial freedom, an abundance of time, great relationships, wonderful relationships, great friendships, great business relationships, love, God. I pray for love for them, for us. Love, the right man coming into our lives, the right woman coming into their lives, God. The right women, the right men coming into our lives to love us unconditionally and bring out the best in us and to really be an addition to our lives, God. And so I speak that into our lives, any one of us that is looking for love and that desires love. I speak that into our lives, love in all of its purest forms, God. Universal love, compassionate love, and romantic love. Love in all of its purest forms, because we are worthy and deserving of love. And so we thank you, God, for the love in our lives currently and more love coming into our lives. The right love, the right relationship coming into our lives. We thank you, God. We thank you in advance for all of your blessings, God. We thank you for the wealth in our lives. We thank you for the wealth, more of the wealth that's coming, the tsunami of wealth that is coming, the money flowing into our bank accounts easily and effortlessly. We thank you, God. We thank you in advance. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, God. Yes, an abundance of money, an avalanche of money, God, because you want us to have more than enough. There's nothing in your will. There's nothing in your word that speaks to a ceiling or that speaks to only a certain amount, a set limit on what we're able to have, God. And so we just thank you for the avalanche, the avalanches of money, the avalanches of wealth, God. The avalanches of wealth and abundance and prosperity into our lives. I speak that into our lives, God, because we deserve that. We are worthy and deserving of that. Love in all of its purest forms, the right people, abundance, prosperity, fun, God. I speak that into our lives, fun, having fun, travel, adventure, everyone fulfilling their goals and dreams, God. I speak that for them. I speak that into their lives, the fulfillment of their heart's desires, the manifestations of their heart's desires, God, because you know deep down what they want. You know what we want deep down, God. You know. And so I pray that you help us accomplish those goals, that you help us get there, God. And that you surround us with the right people to help us get there, God. Because it's already done and it's in your will and it's our divine birthright, God. You've given us immaculate gifts and talents, God. And we are to share them with the world. We are not to shrink or to play small or to hide from who we are. We are not to be hidden. Our gifts and talents are not to be hidden. They are to be exposed. They are to be used. They are to be shared with the world, God, because there are people assigned to us. And so I pray that you help give all of us the strength and courage and bravery to be who you called us to be, God, to rise up and be who you called us to be who you ordained us to be who you always knew we were going to be, God, why you put us on this earth. I pray that you help us walk in our power. Help us walk in our truth, God, the truth of who we are. Because we are divine royalty. We are made in and of your image, perfectly imperfect, God. Nothing that we can't do. There are no limits. There are no limits. And so I pray that you just help us all to be who you see us as, God, to help us walk in our power, God, to help us rise up and to stand up and walk tall and see ourselves the way that you see us, God, as perfectly imperfect, but perfect for the job. The way that you see us, God, I pray that you help us to see ourselves how you see us, which is perfect and enough, more than enough. So whatever it is, God, whatever it is that we need to do, and it's different for everyone, whatever it is that we need to do, whatever it is that may be that next step, whatever may be that next step, whatever could be that action step, whatever it is that we need to do, God, I pray that you send that to us in a way that we will recognize it. Reveal it to us in a way that we will recognize it, God. Because the time is now and there's no delay. We are worthy and deserving of it, God. And so I pray that you open us up. Open us up to be able to receive your blessings, to receive these miracles, to receive the abundance, to receive the avalanches of wealth. That's ours, divinely ours, God. So anything or anyone that is blocking the energy from that, God, I pray that you just remove it. Anything that's clogging up the heart space, I pray that you remove that, God. Help us to forgive anyone that we need to forgive. Help us to release anything that we need to release. Open up our heart space. Help us to open up our hearts, God. Open up our hearts. Help us to open up our minds. Help us to have a renewing of the mind, a different perspective, a shift in our perspective, because that's what some people need. They just need a shift, a mental shift, and the floodgates would open up. And so I pray that you give each and every one of us, God, whatever it is that we need to succeed, whatever it is that we need to get to that next level, whoever it is that we need to get to our next level in our heart's desires and the vision that you have for us, God. And so I pray that you reveal your vision to us, God. If anyone is not on the right path, God, I pray that you help them to get back on track. I pray that you absolutely help them to get back on the right track and to who they are at the core. I pray and speak alignment into their lives, God. I pray that they align to your purpose, that they align to your vision, God. I pray that you help us to align to your vision that you have for us, because you know what will get us to our heart's desires the fastest. And it may not be what we're doing. And so I pray that you help us, God, to align to our highest potential, align to our purpose, align to whatever it is that you have for us, God, because what you have for us is always better than what we're thinking. Always. It's always bigger, always better. And your way is always the best way, God. And so I pray that you help us to align to our true selves, align to our purpose and who we are at the core. I pray that you help us to be more of our authentic selves, God, because we live in a world that wants us to be anything but that. And so I pray for you to help us be more of who we are, God. And we thank you. We thank you in advance for every blessing, every miracle, every person in our lives currently, every right person coming into our lives, all of the right people coming into our lives and those that are currently in our lives. God, we thank you for all of the blessings in our lives right now, God. We are blessed and highly favored right now. And so we just want to say thank you. We are so happy and grateful and thankful for everything in our lives right now. And we thank you, God, for more blessings and more abundance and more wealth and more prosperity and more fun and more adventure, more avalanches of wealth, a tsunami of wealth, God, because we deserve it. And so we just thank you in advance for it. We thank you in advance for everything. Everything just coming into our lives to take us to the next level, to take our income to the next level, the right people, the right places, the right events, everything, God. We just thank you. We just thank you in advance, God. So many blessings. So many blessings. We are blessed and highly favored. So many blessings. So many doors of opportunities opening up for us. Just blessing after blessing after blessing, God. And so we thank you. I thank you. We thank you, God, for all of the blessings in our lives and more blessings coming into our lives. And so we just want to say thank you, God. We are so happy and grateful and thankful for the roof that we have over our heads. We are thankful and grateful for the cars that we're able to drive. We are grateful and thankful for the jobs that we go to. We are grateful and thankful for consistent, dependable income. We thank you, God. We thank you for our true family and friends, God. We thank you for the right people in our lives and more of the right people coming into our lives. We thank you, God, for that next level already. We thank you for the next level. We thank you for all of our dreams coming true. We thank you for all of our heart's desires coming into fruition, God. We just thank you. We just thank you, God. What a blessing. What a blessing and honor to be on earth at this time, God. What a blessing and honor it is. All of the gifts and talents that you've given us, God. What an honor and a blessing to be able to impact someone's life. What an honor and blessing to be able to change someone's life with what you've given us, God. And so we're not going to take that for granted. And we just say thank you. And thank you for waking us up to see another day, God, for us being allowed to be here one more day. We just say thank you, God. We are so grateful and thankful. And we just want to say thank you. I pray that you all have a blessed and prosperous Tuesday. Lori will be up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern time. I typically do Tuesday and Thursday, and Lori does Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But again, we post the replays on our Facebook pages, so please share it between the two of us. That's plenty of inspiration for the week. And like I said, we're here, and we will continue to absolutely show up. Everybody has an assignment, and this is one of our assignments right now, and we will absolutely continue to show up for you. We're happy to serve in this capacity. Every one of you has gifts and talents. Every one of you can do something like this. You know, you may not be called to do an inspirational call or prayer line, but there's something else that you can do. There's something else that you can do to make a difference, even if it's just one person. And don't get hung up on the numbers, you guys. Do not get hung up on the numbers. One person, if you can impact one person's life positively, that can have a domino effect. Okay. If you guys, excuse me, if you guys have not seen the movie Pay It Forward with Kevin Spacey, I would recommend that you watch it. It's such a beautiful, like, little movie with Elijah, I forgot his last name, but a beautiful movie, you know, about like being able to make a difference in the world. And it only takes one person. And he started this whole movement and it went global. Okay. One person. Do not get hung up on the numbers. Do not let social media, you know, make you compare and make you get into this space of like almost just being so focused on like the likes, you know, how many likes you get. And trust me, people are watching you whether they like or comment. I promise you, I've learned myself. People are watching you. They may not like and they may not comment, okay? Lori and I both, we've had people come, you know, send us a DM. Trust me, people are watching, even not just for the prayer line, but for, you know, what we do generally. Like, people are watching, and I'm surprised sometimes when somebody will like or love like something in my story, because I'm thinking, I didn't even know, you know, that's a person that would have seen it. So again, you do not know whose life you can impact and how you can impact it, how you are already impacting someone's life. Okay, do not get hung up on the numbers like that. Like, don't compare yourself to anyone. You do what is right for you. Okay, you follow your bliss. You follow what God tells you to do, what your assignment is. Don't get caught up in everybody else and what they're doing. And don't get caught up in the numbers. You do not have to be Oprah. You do not have to be on an Oprah level, okay? One person, impacting one person, making one person smile. You have no idea what that person could be going through, and you make them smile. My God. You can make them smile and just change. They could have had a suicidal thought, and you make them smile. Something you say gives them hope, or whatever it is that you're doing, and they see it and they go, wow, you know what? Let me try one more time. You don't know. Okay. So you rise up and you be who God calls you to be, and you be unapologetic. You be the divine royalty that you are, and you be unapologetic, an unapologetic queen or an unapologetic king. Either way, you get out there and you be your authentic self, and you do what God has called you to do unapologetically, okay? Because you can absolutely change someone's life, and you probably already are. You may not know it, but you already are. And what a blessing and honor that is, okay? So I just want to acknowledge you one more time. I absolutely love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I want to acknowledge you for your presence on earth right here, being on the prayer line or listening to the replay. I want to acknowledge you. You are worthy. You are valuable. You are important, and you are needed. You are needed. Okay. You're needed. And that's why you're here on earth. You're not here by mistake. You're needed. Okay. So I pray that you have a blessed prosperous Tuesday, that really you have a fully blessed and prosperous week. But I will talk to you on Thursday, and she'll be right back up tomorrow morning. Okay. I love you. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.